It's the first weekend in October, and that means pumpkins are everywhere. In fact, Saturday is National Pumpkin Spice Day, so you pumpkin lovers have even more reason to celebrate.
It's like pumpkin pie chewed up, like spat into like a coffee machine.
And you can take your favorite pumpkin spice drink to a variety of events this weekend. Let's start with some major cultural happenings. Delco Arts Week officially begins on Saturday, covering two weekends throughout Delaware County. Events range from Saturday's Fall Fest at Smedley Park in Springfield to a production of Rent at Media Theater to the Delco Film Festival next Friday.
525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year in the life?
We'll have all the details on our website at whyy.org/things to do. As you may know, Philadelphia is the mural capital of the world. Mural Arts Philadelphia is celebrating with Mural Arts Month, a series of events and gatherings celebrating the public art all around the city. It kicks off with the free Mural Arts Fest at Love Park on Saturday from noon until 4 p.m. Hispanic Heritage Month continues through October 15th, and they are celebrating it in Delaware. The Hispanic Heritage Celebration is at the Wilmington Public Library on Saturday from noon to 4 p.m. Felipe Luciano of The Last Poets will do a special talk, and Alma de Mexico and Ballet Folklorico Mexico Lindo will perform. What would October be without Oktoberfest? But have you ever been to a Queertoberfest? Now's your chance. It's happening on Sunday at the Love City Brewing Company. It features a yodeling contest, an all-drag queen performance by Opera on Tap Philadelphia, and appearances by Philly's own icon Ebony Fierce and Iris Spector. There's also a pretzel-eating contest and plenty of beer to help them go down. It all gets started at noon. If you'd prefer a more sedate evening, head down the shore for Atlantic City's Restaurant Week. It starts on Sunday and goes through Friday. It's the usual discounted dining with prefixed lunch for $20.22 and prefixed dinner for $40.22. But make those reservations now because, as you know, the restaurants will book up quickly. I've got something really nice for families this weekend. Well, families who love the outdoors. Discovery Fest is happening on Saturday. It starts at 11 a.m. at the Discovery Center in Fairmont Park. There'll be rock climbing, zip lining, canoeing, food trucks, and prizes. And I did mention it's all free, right? I didn't? Well, I'm telling you now. How about some more? How about s'mores? If you love those gooey treats, then head down to the S'more Fest Music Festival in West Philly. We don't know how well s'mores mix with pumpkin spice, but you can find out. Performances include Mere Fontaine, Three Breezy, Beano French, and more.
My love can make you feel good, yeah, and make you feel all right. You can roll me up in the morning, take a hit in the evening. I promise I'ma take you out. My love can make you feel good.
The three-day fest starts with the mixer on Friday and the festival on Saturday and Sunday. It's happening at the lawn at U City Square, and it is a ticketed event, but the s'mores are free.
1, 2, 3. Was I a crown on your sleeve? You were something like a god to me.
King Princess is coming to town. She's the artist who blew up with her debut album, Cheek Queen, in 2019. Her latest tour is in support of her new album, Hold On, Baby. King Princess is at the Fillmore on Friday at 8. We're holding on, but we're getting near the end of this week's Things to Do. Before we go, maybe you need a little inspiration. If so, you'll want to be at the Leah Chorus Center for the McDonald's Inspiration Gospel Tour. Kiara Sheard Kelly, Smokey Norful, and Donald Lawrence are all performing. It's on Saturday at 7, and it's free with registration. We'll leave you with gospel divas Tasha Cobbs Leonard and Kiara Sheard Kelly on Something Has to Break. We're breaking out, but you can find us online at whyy.org/things to do, where you can get the details on all the events we've mentioned and more. whatever you choose to do. Have a great weekend, everyone.